the clerk who is thrown out of work.
By the boss who was thrown for a loss.
By the skirt who is doing him dirt.
The world is a stage. The stage is a world of entertainment.
Oh, indeed it is. We have theater people in the studio, and I'm always so happy when there are theater people in the studio. Introduce yourselves. First you, sir.
I'm Aaron Hunter.
And you are the director of?
Yeah, director of Cat in a Hot Tin Roof.
I need you a little bit closer to that microphone.
Oh, yeah. Director of Cat in a Hot Tin Roof with Desert Park Players.
And you?
Hi, I'm Faith, and I'm playing May Pollitt.
In Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
On a Hot Tin Roof.
And
sorry.
Amber, how are you?
I'm good. I'm Amber Ponce. I'm the president of Central Park Players, and I'm also producing this show.
You are producing it. Okay. Wow. This is some heavy material.
Yeah. Sure.
Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. First of all, I mean, it's Tennessee Williams' acclaimed drama, so it's a serious play. Now, on Broadway, it was in three acts. Are you doing three acts? You are doing three acts.
Yes, we are doing three acts.
What was that like to direct in three acts? That's a lot.
Well, it is a lot. I just made sure not to burn out anybody.
Okay.
During rehearsals, our early rehearsals were very quick. So it's like you don't want to burn anybody out. So it's like speed is very important to get everybody up to a good pace.
Sure.
Tempo. And then so we will have a 15 intermission between act one and two.
Okay.
To give people some break. And then a 5-minute pause between act two and three.
Got it. Okay.
So it'll be a break. But it runs briskly even though it's long.
Who plays Maggie?
Sophie Anderson.
Okay. And who are some of the other people in the...
We have Will McDonald, who is a new actor to the area. He started last season, so he's relatively new. This is his first lead with us.
Oh, nice.
We have Luke Ponce, Amber's husband.
Okay. Is he playing Big
brother.
Daddy?
No. He's playing Gooper. He's playing Faith's husband.
Okay. Okay.
And then we have Becky Anderson, who's playing Big Daddy. And we have Jennifer Chrisman, who is playing Big Mama. And then a few others for local towns, like Barry Huntington, who's very... well-known in the community. He's been around for a long time, over 90 performances.
You're kidding.
No.
That's so cool. Amber, what made you pick this? What made you pick this?
Actually, Aaron chose it. It is one of his favorites from college.
Okay.
And he fell in love after reading it and writing a paper on it
okay.
in school. So he actually submitted it, and our artistic committee chose it. I produced it because... Aaron asked me to, and he's family, so I couldn't really say no.
I love what you said here. You address some audience concerns. There are intense themes. There's anger, pain, grief. I mean, everything in this. Very dramatic.
Oh, yeah. It's very intense, and the actors have really come, met that challenge. Like, they have definitely conveyed it.
Really?
Properly and gave it the right weight and the time and the hard work. And it's like, I think people are really going to be drawn in, even though it's tough.
Yeah.
We stick with it because it's like the acting is so strong and the
right.
commitment to present it is so strong.
And these themes from the 50s are relevant today.
Oh, yeah.
That's
Absolutely.
The thing about
Absolutely.
This play. It's so timeless. Faith, you're a little on the younger side. I remember seeing the movie with Elizabeth Taylor and Paul Newman. Oh, yes. What was it like for you to be in this play?
It's really fun, and I think it was difficult at first to kind of get in the character, but I'm a mother myself, so I was able to kind of go through my life experience. Obviously, my character's a little bit more rude than I am in real life, but...
you've got the sweetest face
right.
ever. I mean, yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
But I think that this show is wonderful, and having Aaron as my director made the show even better than it could have been with any other director.
I would think a theme like this, though, that, A Piece of My Heart last year, okay? I had to drop out of that play, but whatever. I remember rehearsals were very intense because of the material. I would be exhausted at the end of the night. How do you motivate your actors and actresses?
So with that, I made sure to tell them to have fun,
laugh
with each other. So afterwards, it's like, hey, joke with each other. Talk about joke about what's just happened. Laugh with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make light of the material because the material is heavy. But when you're performing it. When you're not performing it, make sure you bond with each other, support each other. like all that kind of stuff is vitally important.
That makes sense. That does. And you do bond when you're in a show. You bond with people. You just do.
So we actually brought on an intimacy director for the first time this season. Her name's Sarah Denick.
I saw something about that on Facebook. You're so active on your Facebook page. It's much appreciated. But yeah, that was really smart to do that.
Yeah. So one of the things she highlights is tapping in and tapping out of your character.
Okay.
So when you're on stage, your character, that's not you. So if you have if you are terrible in an instance as the character, mm-hmm. you have to keep that separate. Otherwise, it can be emotionally exhausting and difficult.
I believe it. I believe it.
Luke Ponce and I, Gooper and I, we actually have a tap in, tap out. It's a fist bump, just so that when our characters are mad at each other, we know we're not actually mad at each other in real life.
They're pretty nasty to each other. So.
I have to see the show. Now tell us, opening night is Friday. This is Tech Week, and you had time to come in here. I so appreciate that. Tech Week is just such a busy, busy week. Opening night is Friday. It runs Friday, Saturday. And then
the following weekend, the 11th and 12th, Friday and Saturday, and on the 12th, we have a double show. We have a matinee at 1:30.
Wonderful.
And a show at 7:30 again.
So two shows on that Saturday. Yep. That's fabulous. That makes it really convenient for people if they've got something going on a Saturday night or something like that. Amber, things seem to be going very well with Central Park Players. Are they?
Yeah, we are really excited. We're doing a lot of new things in the community. We've had a few volunteer events trying to just provide opportunities for people who love theater to come and hang out with theater people outside of having to work on a production.
Right, right.
We also are starting some educational workshops. We'll be kicking that off on November 23rd.
Oh,
we're still trying to find a venue.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yes, we are going to have a director's workshop with Bill Anderson Jr., who has directed like Kinky Boots at Grand Rapids Civic. He's really great. So we would invite anybody in the community that's interested in learning more about that to attend. So stay tuned for more details on that.
Wonderful, wonderful. I think you guys need to get Christmas bulbs. And no, for the holidays, I would put one on my tree. I certainly would put one on my tree. Well, this is going to be a great show, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. Well, I don't think any... Do you think... What do you think the age limit is for this?
I would say at least high school age and above.
Yeah, okay.
Like, you know, if a parent feels their middle schooler is okay with it, like it's strong language, heavy themes, like, you know, just if you know your kids, you know your not anybody younger than middle school age though, but definitely high school above is probably the preferred.
Okay. Yeah. And doesn't most of the play take place in the one, how was it building the set? It probably was a little bit easier this time?
It was definitely easy.
Okay.
So it's mostly just furniture. And so we don't have any physical walls. It's much more like implied symbolic set. So it was much easier because we pretty much had all the furniture on site the entire time. So, which was good. We were able to pull through our stock. So
that's awesome. I was looking at Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. It played at the Maresco Theater on 45th Street. And Burl Ives played Big... Amber's shaking her head. We know that. You're theater people. You know that. Do we have a musical this year? What is it?
So we are doing Miracle on 34th Street,
that's
the musical.
Right. That's
and
right.
Diane Reeves is making her directorial debut with us.
Wonderful.
Auditions are October 7th and 8th.
Okay.
And there will be a link up later today where you could register online if you'd like to perform in that. There's going to be a very large ensemble for it.
I love it. And I encourage anyone to audition. If it's something that you want to do, I did it and I didn't know anyone but Trudy. And you guys welcomed me with open arms. And it was the first time I had been on stage since high school. High school. West Side Story. And they put me in the back because I could only snap one finger. No, it's true. And so it's just wonderful. I think that we have a theater like this in our community, you know, break a leg, you guys.
Thank you.
So excited.
Thank you for having us.
How much are tickets?
It's $18.
Okay.
And if you happen to be a senior or a student, it's only $12.
Wonderful. And of course, when you send me these news releases, all the links are right in there to get the tickets if you want to get them in advance. So I appreciate it. Break a leg, and thanks for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.